Imagine a world where the measure of a good life isn't how much you accomplish, but how content you feel. This is the world of Hygge, pronounced Hygge, Denmark's gift to our overworked, overstimulated society. In a country that experiences up to 17 hours of darkness during winter days, the Danes have mastered the art of creating warmth and intimacy in everyday moments. Perhaps this explains why Denmark consistently ranks among the world's happiest countries despite its challenging climate. Hygge isn't just a decorating trend or lifestyle hack. It's a fundamental approach to living that prioritizes comfort, connection, and contentment over competition and consumption. What if the antidote to our collective burnout isn't more productivity apps or life hacks, but rather learning to create pockets of coziness and connection in our daily lives? Danes consume more candle wax than any other European nation, about 13 pounds per person annually. As winter darkness descends by mid-afternoon, they illuminate their world with candlelight, visible in every window, restaurant, and office throughout Copenhagen. This dedication to gentle lighting extends to design. Danish architect Poul Henningsen's iconic pH lamp, with its layered shades directing glare-free, warm light downward, exemplifies this commitment to creating atmosphere through thoughtful illumination. For Danes, home is the heart of Hygge, both sanctuary and social space. Despite modest incomes, they invest heavily in home furnishings, prioritizing strategic lighting, natural materials like wood and ceramics, and soft textiles. Every Hygge home features a Hyggekrog, a cozy nook for reading or relaxation, and often includes vintage items valued for their stories rather than worth. The Hygge home emphasizes comfort over showiness, function over fashion, and personal meaning over trends. While it might not be magazine perfect, it serves its true purpose, creating a deeply comfortable space for its inhabitants. Hygge finds its truest expression in intimate gatherings of 3 to 5 trusted friends or family members. These aren't networking events, but relaxed get-togethers where authentic connection flourishes in comfortable settings with good food, soft lighting, and natural conversation. Danish culture prioritizes this social connection, evidenced by workdays ending at 5 to preserve family time, viewing this not as lack of dedication, but as essential balance. Research shows these close social interactions trigger oxytocin release, promoting bonding and reducing stress. The frequent Hygge gatherings may help explain why Danes report such high levels of social trust. Unlike high-energy social events, Hygge gatherings are introvert-friendly, celebrating quiet conversation in comfortable settings. This creates space for meaningful connection without overstimulation, allowing participants to leave feeling recharged rather than depleted. In Denmark, food serves as a vehicle for connection and pleasure, contrasting sharply with efficiency-focused eating cultures. Rather than quick desk meals, Hygge embraces slow cooking, shared tables, and comfort foods that bring people together. Danish cuisine is simple but satisfying. Hearty stews fill homes with inviting aromas, while traditional smørrebrød, open-faced sandwiches, provide hearty sustenance. These aren't elaborate creations, but foods that encourage gathering and conversation. Sweets are central to Hygge culture, with Danes incorporating treats into daily life without guilt. From business meetings with pastries to family gatherings with homemade cakes, these moments of indulgence are about conscious pleasure and togetherness. Hot drinks, especially coffee, create natural pauses for connection throughout the day. In winter, spiced glögg, mulled wine, adds warmth and festivity to gatherings. The Hygge approach views food through its emotional and social dimensions, not just nutritional value. It suggests that sharing a cake with friends might nourish us in ways that extend beyond mere sustenance, transforming meals into opportunities for connection and joy. While home is Hygge's natural habitat, Danes create pockets of coziness everywhere, from workplaces to public spaces and the outdoors. In Danish offices, hygge manifests through candlelit meeting rooms and comfortable break areas where managers and employees share cake and coffee. This approach to workplace comfort contributes to high job satisfaction levels despite shorter working hours. Outdoors, hygge adapts to all seasons. Summer brings park picnics and community garden gatherings, while winter features bundled-up forest walks and ice skating. Danes don't wait for perfect weather. They create comfort with blankets and portable fires. Each season offers its own hygge opportunities. Winter calls for indoor coziness and candles, spring welcomes the first picnics, summer embraces outdoor living, and autumn brings mushroom foraging and early evening candlelight. Rather than resisting seasonal changes, hygge celebrates them. Most importantly, hygge thrives in simplicity. Whether it's a board game night, a preserve-swapping pantry party, or a walk with hot chocolate, these experiences require minimal expense but create maximum coziness, making hygge accessible to everyone. In contrast to consumer culture's focus on constant acquisition, hygge centers on experiences rather than possessions. While certain items like candles, comfortable furniture, and good cookware support hygge, they're valued for their contribution to well-being rather than status. Danish design embodies this philosophy. Pieces by designers like Arne Jacobsen or Hans Wegner are chosen for functionality, comfort, and longevity. Danish homes typically feature a few quality pieces meant to last generations, often becoming more valuable with age. The hygge approach prioritizes quality over quantity and function over fashion. A mug matters because it feels right and serves its purpose, not for its price tag. Clothing is selected for comfort and durability rather than brands. Books are valued for their content rather than appearance. This isn't anti-materialism, but thoughtful materialism. Objects matter for their contribution to comfort and well-being, not for showing off. A well-worn, beloved sweater carries more hygge value than a fashionable but uncomfortable new one. Hygge offers a path to well-being focused on simple pleasures and meaningful experiences, suggesting we evaluate purchases by the genuine comfort and joy they bring to our lives. As CEO of the Happiness Research Institute in Copenhagen, Mike Wicking highlights how hygge's practices correlate with Denmark's high happiness rankings, suggesting it's a legitimate well-being strategy rather than just cultural preference. Hygge fosters gratitude for simple pleasures, a key factor in life satisfaction. By celebrating ordinary moments like morning coffee or evening candles, practitioners regularly experience positive emotions that boost happiness. The practice prioritizes social connection, creating regular opportunities for meaningful interaction with loved ones, a fundamental predictor of happiness across cultures. The concept embraces savoring, the conscious attention to positive experiences. Through rituals around everyday pleasures and minimizing distractions, hygge helps people derive maximum enjoyment from ordinary moments. It democratizes happiness by focusing on accessible experiences rather than achievements or expensive purchases. Anyone can participate through simple acts like lighting candles, sharing meals, or engaging in conversation. Research shows frequent small pleasures contribute more to well-being than occasional large ones. Hygge embeds happiness into daily life through attention to comfort, connection, and presence, suggesting that contentment lies not in future achievements, but in life's simple moments.